Seriously, Tom is not a werewolf. By Lilahendra. Read by DePatty. Bandom Empires. Summary. 5 times someone thought Tom was a werewolf. Author's notes. Obviously, this is fiction, since everyone knows Tom is a werewolf. Tom shifted uncomfortably and darted a look over at Danielle. His mother was definitely going to scare her away, and then Tom's life would be cold and lonely forever. Fuck. And then the moon came out, and Tommy was so captivated by it that he forgot to cry, finished his mother. Tom suppressed a groan, but when he looked at Danielle again, she was grinning, displaying her braces, her eyes crinkling in a way that made Tom's chest feel tight. Later, when his mom pulled him into the kitchen to help carry the food to the table, she said, "I like her." And Tom said, "Me too." And she said, "She didn't even get scared off by the werewolf story." And Tom said, "Mom, I'm not a werewolf." And his mom said, "She doesn't know that, does she?" And Tom banged his head against the fridge a bunch of times. But Danielle kept coming back and even invited him over to her house. And the first time they kissed, it was under the full moon at the park. Tom didn't realize until later that she was probably checking to make sure he wasn't really a werewolf, but he didn't mind. "Huh," John said. He squinted at the full moon and then at Tom, who was, like John was supposed to be, loading amps into the van. "That's unexpected." "Huh?" asked Tom. "Nothing," said John, and personally resolved to hide his surprise better next time he found out one of his friends wasn't a werewolf. Tom still has his scar from where Cardin cut him with a silver knife on his chest. "Sorry, bro, just checking," Cardin had said, shrugging. He'd wiped Tom's blood off on Tom's t-shirt. "You understand, right?" "No," Tom had snapped and stomped away. Tom laid in his bunk, feeling hungover and miserable. He wanted some vodka, hair of the dog, but he didn't want to have to get up to get it. He wished John could receive psychic messages with his best friend radar. "Bring me some vodka," he thought in John's direction. "Also some coffee." When someone stumbled down the aisle, Tom perked up a little, but then he heard voices and realized it was just Brendan and Spence. "A werewolf," Brendan said. Tom sighed. "Tom is not a werewolf," Spence replied firmly. Spence was definitely Tom's favorite so far today. "You can't know that," Brendan argued. "I can," replied Spence, "because he was out during the full moon a few nights ago, getting drunk with John, and..." "He was drinking Bacardi Silver the other night," interrupted Brendan, as though that were a reasonable way to tell if someone was a werewolf. "Okay, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Werewolves aren't affected by the names of alcohol," Spence said. "Definitely Tom's favorite. But if you want, we can scrape some silver flakes into his coffee and see if he dies. Spencer Smith, traitor." Tom rolled over and put his head under the pillow. "Hey, so we're going to be in Iowa over the full moon," said Sean. He looked at Tom over the top of his laptop, which was propped on the back of the seat. "Do you need to, like, get permission or diplomatic papers or something?" Tom stopped tuning his guitar. "I think Iowa is still part of the United States." "No, I mean, like, your wolf pack." Sean closed the laptop and set it aside. He leaned over the seat, balancing on his stomach, touching Tom's knee. The look on his face was so earnest that Tom wanted to puke. "I don't have a wolf pack, Sean. I'm not a wolf," said Tom, slowly and clearly. "Tom," Sean's hand tightened on his knee, "you can be honest with me, with us, with your band, okay? You can tell us, it won't change anything." "Oh my God, Sean," Tom groaned. "Let me say this as clearly as possible. I am not a wolf." "Fine." Sean pulled away and sounded bizarrely hurt. "Don't tell me." "I would tell you if there was something to tell," Tom set aside his guitar. "Seriously, Sean, I'm not a wolf. I'm not a werewolf. What do I have to do to prove it to you? Carden cut me with silver. 1,000,000 people have seen me at the full moon. Seriously, I'm just a person. Tom crawled over the seat and dropped on top of Sean. Force cuddling was usually the only way to make Sean feel better. Whether he was upset because a fan tried to kiss him, or because Max was grouchy, or because the words in his head were being difficult. Get off! Snapped Sean. Nope. Tom tucked his head into Sean's neck, wrapped his arms around Sean's shoulders, and hung on until Sean started to relax. Tommy, sighed Sean. I'm sorry I'm not a werewolf. Tom closed his eyes against how pink Sean's neck was. What would make you feel better about this? Are you seriously not a werewolf? I was so sure. Sean sounded so disappointed. Tom actually felt pretty bad that he wasn't a werewolf. I'm sorry, he apologized. I'm not. But hey, we could be a werewolf pack. We're already a band. We don't need to be a werewolf pack, too. But what if I wanted to be a werewolf pack? Tom settled as Sean started to stroke his hair. Ah, taming the wild Van Fleet. What would a werewolf pack do? Sean asked finally, after many minutes of silence. Well, Tom cast around in his mind for the nature documentaries Ryan liked to watch when they got high. I think there was a lot of cuddling involved, and maybe some sniffing. I'm not sniffing you. Lies, you love sniffing me. You suck. But Sean lifted his head a little and sniffed Tom. Hey, you smell like shampoo. That's because unlike you dirty fuckers, I took a shower at the truck stop this morning. Let's make that part of being a werewolf, too. Werewolves really want to be clean. You are the worst, said Sean, but his arms tightened around Tom, and he didn't let go. The end.